Well, this weekend is the annual Tivoli Fest celebration in Elkhorn, and we're going to enjoy the Danish festival again this year, May 28th and 29th. Tivoli Fest Light is the theme for this year, and Lisa Steen-Riggs is joining us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the weekend. Lisa, good morning. Tell me about Tivoli Fest Light. What's light about it?
Well, you know, we just thought last year we had to cancel Tivoli Fest, of course, and this year when we started early in the year, we just kind of were kind of gun-shy knowing that we'd do all this work and then we'd have to be shut down or, you know, cancel or something. So we went into this thinking we would keep Tivoli Fest on the light side. So really what only thing that happened was that we eliminated Sunday. So actually Tivoli starts Friday afternoon when the Iowa Beer Tent arrives into town, and it goes all the way through Saturday night to the fireworks. And kind of what happened is some of the Sunday events have now been put on Saturday, so it's not really light, it's jam-packed.
Yeah, I've got the schedule in my hands. I can attest to that. I'm wondering what got left out, because it looks like just about everything is there.
Yeah, and then, you know, Sunday we know that there still is a tractor drive. They're going to go ahead anyhow on Sunday morning, but it's just a really good festival this year, and we're hearing that we're going to have good crowds. We just had somebody in today that's from Washington State, and they came here just for Tivoli to find out about their Danishness. And this is our 41st annual Tivoli Fest, except for last year. And we said it was a little toned down, but I can't find it on this program. We have great bands. We have great entertainment. We, of course, have the Danish inspired, the Danish folk dancers, the Scandinavian folk dancers out of Omaha. We have a car show going on. We have kids activities. You know, a lot of people don't know, but Legos were made in Denmark. So the Elkhorn Library is having a Lego contest, and they're having some outdoor games. Again, the car show's in the park. We have the parade, which is, you know, Saturday at 11 a.m., and it looks like it's going to be a great one. And it's kind of nice because a lot of schools are still going on, so we have the kids that are available to help and, you know, march in the band. We do have the Tivoli Fest royalty this year, which is Eileen and Galen Sorensen, great community volunteers. They will be crowned Friday evening at the Elkhorn Fire Station. We're also serving Danish hot dogs at that time, plus we have a band that evening. And then, you know, the Iowa Beer Tent highlights Iowa craft beers from all over the state. They kind of take care of our beer garden, and they donate back to the community. And then Saturday morning, we start off with the flag raising. We do the mill to mermaid. We call it the M&M, and they start at the mill, and it's a 5K to the Danish mermaid in Kimbleton. And that starts at 8, right after the flag raising. And then, of course, you know, our big highlight, I think, is food. And the Ebelskiver and Modista Pulse will be from 7 to 2 at the fire station. And we're going to serve as long as they have batter. And if you know what Ebelskiver is, it's a round Danish pancake ball, and it's done in a special pan, and we sell thousands of them. And I know, Jim, you've helped before with that. And there's an art to it, and it's fun to watch. Just be prepared to stand in line and keep your social distancing. We're telling people, too, to bring their lawn chairs just to enjoy the day. Especially for the parade at 11, you can sit throughout the community. It should be a lovely parade. And afterwards, you know, we have folk dancing on the windmill stage. We have all kinds of entertainment at the fire station also. And another highlight is the Danish open face sandwiches at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And that's a work of art. It's, you know, one piece of bread, lots of butter, Danish sandwich meat such as rollepulse and liver paste. And then they decorate it. And again, it's a work of art and it's delicious. And that's at the town hall, and that's following the parade to, I think, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We have Warren Watson is doing a special talk Saturday afternoon at the town hall after the sandwiches closed down. It's about a Danish immigrant, Christian Madsen, in the Indian Wars in 1876, and that's at 6 o'clock that night. Also at the fire station, after the Ebbleskiver shuts down, we have Master Griller's Barbecue in the afternoon and early evening. We have Tivoli Follies, which is local talent show. We got a new band coming, L&N, from 6 to 8, and then we have Hired Guns from 9 to midnight. We're hearing there's lots of class reunions, lots of people here. And also be looking for Vikings. Be on the watch. We have Viking reenactors all over the place, and they'll be camping out Friday evening and Saturday, and they'll be doing demonstrations throughout the event. Again, we have lots going on. Of course, the windmill tours. We also have the Museum of Danish America is offering free admissions. They have some wonderful new exhibits. They also will have Bestemor's House open from noon to 4 on a Saturday, and also the Genealogy Center. And also they're doing special events on Friday afternoon, too. They're kind of adding that to their Friday schedule. So be sure to stop out there. We do have open-air vendors. Craft people that will be downtown, kind of by the egg crate. Food vendors, like two food trucks, will be here. And of course, we have our people that are here year round, our retailers and our restaurants that will be open, and also the winery. The Show and Shine, the car show, is from 10 to 2 in the Elkhorn Park, too. I kind of jumped around a lot. Oh, there's one new thing, too, is in Kimbleton, New Century Art Guild. They're having an art exhibit, and they have having potters, people that do macrame, all kinds of arts, and they're highlighting that in Kimbleton at the Century Art Guild. And the New Century Art Guild in Elkhorn, we'll be doing an art exhibit, art classes, and activities. And then they're sponsoring the Polka Police Band. It's a wonderful, if anybody hasn't seen them, they need to come. It's 1 to 3, and it's across the street from the fire station. And bring a lawn chair, and you can sit out on the sidewalk. And that is something that we want everybody to realize, that, you know, safety is on top. I mean, we really want to follow safety precautions, and we expect our visitors to, you know, for our staff, our volunteers, and for our visitors. There will be some, you know, masks required in some indoor spaces. Just asking people to be respectful this year. It's just a different year for all of us. We're just so happy we get to have a Tivoli Fest this year.
Just fortunate, absolutely, to be able to gather like this again. A couple of questions I have for you, Lisa, that piqued my interest here, because you kind of glanced over this Danish hot dog. What's the difference between a hot dog and a Danish hot dog?
Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful. It's more red than normal, and we can't get the real long ones, but it's a wonderful red hot dog, and we make a remoulade. It's almost like a tartar sauce, but better. It's a special sauce, and then we have a special pickled cucumbers that go on it, and then we top it off on French fried onions. And it's, you know, famous in Denmark. You just can't go anywhere without seeing a pulsa stand, a Danish hot dog stand. And we've done this for several years. We always sell out. And this is a Tivoli sponsored. It's the Tivoli committee volunteers to run this on Friday night. And we sell it as long as we have hot dogs available. So, you know, Friday evening is a fun time to experience that. We just have free will donations to get into the band both Friday and Saturday night. And the funding goes to help with community projects or the fire station, the firemen. In the past, you know, we're working on getting a daycare center. We've done flags on Main Street. It's a way, you know, we're not trying to make a lot of money. We're just so happy to bring in a lot of people into our community to show off our Danish heritage and what all we have to offer.
You bet. Well, of course, then you've got the big fireworks spectacular as well. And I want to throw in this, too. You've got a neat logo designed for this year. I understand a Danish student had worked on this. And then also, it'll be part of the T-shirts that'll be for sale.
Yeah, it was fun this year. Our mayor, Stan, has always kind of taken a liking to some school kids in Denmark that kind of are pen pals with him. and they asked if they could submit logo designs. So we had a young man that we liked his logo, and we picked it, and that was fun this year. And we did put on T-shirts. We will have extra T-shirts available for sale, $20 each at the fire station, as long as supplies last. Again, we didn't go with as many quantity. Anybody that wins their age group in the M&M run, the 5K, will get a T-shirt, the winners in that age group. But we do have some T-shirts for sale. And it's kind of fun to bring Denmark into the mix. Usually we have so many Danish travelers that stop here for Tivoli. And, of course, this year they can't yet. They're not allowed to come in. And so we look forward in future years to having our Danish visitors back.
Very good. Some of the things you've enjoyed in the past are back again. Some new twists that you'll enjoy this year as well. And as always, we enjoy the food. That's always a big part of something like this. Coming up this weekend, May 28th and 29th, hope folks get a chance to enjoy Tivoli Fest again this year. Lisa, thank you so much for the time. Fingers crossed that the weather's perfect.
Yeah, it'll be great. And we have indoor space, so not a problem.